Time. Let's go now to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham at Leinster House. Paul, we'll get to the budget in a moment, but can we start with leaders' questions in the Dáil a short time ago and exchanges between the Taoiseach and the Sinn Féin leader? Just to put some context on this, Mary Lou MacDonald was raising the case of a 13-year-old boy who's waiting for scoliosis treatment.
His mother is so desperate now, she felt moved to put up a video of him and to ask that this be raised directly with you. He can get the treatment he needs in the United States.
Thank you, Deputy.
She needs to know when they're travelling. They in the United States need confirmation that the resources are available and that the bill will be paid. And I am challenging as Taoiseach, because if I were Taoiseach, I would sort that out. Sort that out today, Taoiseach, for that family.
Thank you.
Taoiseach. You'll understand, Ken Corlo, why I'm finding it hard to take a moralistic lecture on child protection from the Leader of the Opposition today of all days. Today of all days. You might come back to us on that. I can't ask you a question in this House, but there's a function available to you in this House and you should use it. And you should use it. Because you should apply the same standards to yourself as you apply to everybody else. I'll answer the question. You're trying to do this thing, you stand up and you talk about slick and sound bites. You've obviously decided, you know, I'm now living rent-free in your head. That's fine. The reality of the situation here is, Deputy MacDonald, I'll work with this family, but I won't have you wrongly represent who I am or my values or the work that I do. I've already outlined to you, I'll be meeting directly with the family advocacy groups next week, because I don't need you as an intermediary. I'll be meeting them directly.
Paul, we'll get to Simon Harris's criticism of Mary Lou MacDonald in a moment. First of all, though, tell us about the substance of her questions.
Yeah, she was revealing details, and they're really, really tough to talk about, of a 13-year-old boy from Galway who had waited 5 years for scoliosis surgery and who now his heart, lungs and bowels are being crushed. And the family has been trying to get the child to America, but there's uncertainty if the costs involved will be covered. And that's what Mary Lou MacDonald was referring to there in the Dáil. She's saying, if I was Taoiseach, I would get it sorted. She also was sort of referencing it to a degree in relation to the budget that there was no mention of things like scoliosis, like that, you know, core issue for vulnerable children mentioned yesterday. Now, in his reply, Simon Harris said that it's not accurate to say that the budget doesn't contain funding for children's spinal surgery, because that's folded into the HSE budget, and so it is there. And the second thing he said was that there is a lead clinician who's looking after this issue, and he will be dealing with that clinician with regard to any individual case. And he had this, he said, anything the lead clinician asks for will be provided.
Can we talk then about the issue being referred to by the Taoiseach when he spoke about child protection? It presumably relates to how Sinn Féin handled the case of Michael McMonagle. He's a former party press officer who was admitted a series of sex offences against children.
Exactly. And he managed to get a reference from colleagues and was able to get employed in a Heart Foundation job. Now, those colleagues have since resigned from the party, but the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, was asked about it today. He was on a walk around in Dublin and he said, this is not an issue in which people should get into pot shots, because it's far too serious for that. It's an issue in relation to how we protect children from sexual predators, and I'm sure that the leader of Sinn Féin will do the right thing on this in terms of answering very legitimate and important fundamental questions about the protection of the most vulnerable people in society. So effectively what he's doing, he's trying to push it back onto Sinn Féin to say that the party's got questions to answer in relation to how it was that this man who was being accused of and under investigation for sexual crimes was still managing to pick up references from Sinn Féin members.
Various government departments have been setting out their stalls today, detailing how they'll spend their budget allocation. What have we learnt?
I suppose the key focus was going to be on the Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke, because he was the person who had to defend the fact that the government was not going to reduce VAT down to 9% for the hospitality sector. And he said that he didn't accept that the government had failed the industry. He said, we are responding as best we can. Every budget you do has got competing interests, and it's about the government taking a decision in the round. So a brave defence, but ultimately what we know is that whether it's hoteliers, whether it's vintners, they really feel that the government has let them down. They say that in food-led jobs, people are going to start losing those jobs. jobs come January, February, March and April. And that's like a real problem for the government, because simply there's like a real edge to that.
There was also a bit of a kerfuffle about smartphone pouches. What's the story?
So the story is that the Department of Education's got a 9 million allocation in the budget for the purpose of mobile phone pouches for schools. And we all know that young kids are attached to phones, and what they want to try and do is to get those phones away so that they can focus on education. However, the Social Democrats TD, Gary Gannon, he zoned in on that particular aspect of the budget and described it as a scandalous waste of money. And once again, bridging into that sensation that some of the public feel that the government isn't on top of it. It was notable that the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, was out earlier on this morning saying that while there are issues like the Oireachtas bike shelter, he then reams off an awful lot of projects which are being delivered on time, on budget, in particular in relation to the delivery of schools around the country. But nonetheless, Social Democrats making hay on that one.
All right, Paul, thank you very much indeed for joining us from Leinster House. We'll have more on the news at one after a quick break.